We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Spiritual American. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and I'm your host. And today, we will be talking about how to ask for help. This is an interesting topic because maybe we never really thought about it before. So asking for help. Did you ever have a situation where you asked for help and somebody gave you an answer that maybe wasn't very accommodating? Like they obviously didn't want to help, or maybe they hesitated and so forth. And maybe at that moment, maybe you took a little offense to that. I can tell you my experience. I've been very sensitive in this area. I have to tell on myself a little bit. I'll share in terms of nursing. This is my philosophy about helping. When I was I am a registered nurse. And when I was working on the floor, taking care of patients, I worked with the licensed practical nurses, the LPNs, who part of their practice is they can't do certain things, very few, but most of the things they can do the same as the RNs. But there are a few things that you have to be an RN in order to do. One of those things is to give a IV push medication, which means that you inject medication right into the patient's IV, their intravenous line, right into their body. And the LPNs actually have to come and ask the RN to do their IV pushes, if they have any, for their patients. And I remember that whenever an LPN would come and ask me to do that, I would be very sensitive to that, and I would stop what I was doing, and I would say, okay, I'll be right there, and I would go do it. Because I was very sensitive that that person was not able to do their job without help. So how does this relate in how to ask for help? One of the things that I've noticed is that when we ask for help, we're in a position of needing something, or we're in a lower power position. So one aspect that I am going to recommend, before asking for help, see if you can do it yourself. The reason for that is that if I do have to ask for help, I want it to be that I'm asking for help about the situation, not asking for help for me. I hope that makes sense. What I'm saying is sometimes when we ask for help, I might be feeling a little bit helpless. I might be feeling a little bit confused. I might be feeling a little bit shaky, and I want somebody else to make me feel stable. So one of the things that I suggest is when you're going to ask for help, try yourself first so that when I'm coming in, I already come in with some information. Yeah, I tried to do it already, but I can't seem to figure it out. Can you give me a hand? The second principle is just my contemplation of this, because I've been hurt a lot of times, felt hurt a lot of times when I was in a position that I needed help and the person was not helping me. So first thing is try to do it yourself. Second thing is make it about the activity, not about you. This is important, and you can do it when you, how you ask. So you can say, excuse me, so-and-so, I've been working on this and I've run into a snag. Do you have any information about this, or do you have any expertise in this area that you could share with me? That would be a big help. You see the language I'm using? Do you have any expertise in this area that you could share with me? That would be a big help. It's very important when we're asking for help that we're not talking about me. I'm not saying you're helping me. What I'm trying to do in this episode is I'm trying to give some suggestions so that we don't end up disappointed when people don't help us, or people don't act like they're so happy to help us. There's a lot of times where I have come up to people or felt like I needed help and the person was not there to help. And it's been very devastating. So some of these things I've used in my own life to try to build myself up a little bit so that if I do ask for help or I use certain language, that I'm not taking it personally. The third thing is to realize that whenever you approach somebody to help you or to help with a situation, you're actually giving them an opportunity to do something. You're giving them an opportunity to help. They may or may not do it, but if I understand that I am actually giving something, I'm not begging. This is the consciousness that I would like everybody to get rid of. This consciousness of begging. I'm not begging anybody for anything. Just because I don't understand something doesn't mean I'm begging. The good news is nowadays we have access to the internet and we have access to different things and AI even now. So many, many times we'll be able to figure it out ourselves. But there are times where you still need to reach out, perhaps. So this third thing, you're actually giving somebody a chance to do something to help, to do some good karma maybe, or share their expertise, right? So I have an example of a situation where I clearly knew that I was trying to give somebody an opportunity, but they didn't want to do it. So I was working with this person at work and we were in a small department and I was doing all the administrative work and all the education work and so forth. And every once in a while, I would offer for the other person, do you want to do this? Would you like to do that? And the person be like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, okay. I didn't take it personally, but I felt a little bit, it was a little unfortunate, I felt. But the person had a choice, no problem. But they were missing out on the opportunity. Sometimes we see when we're asked to do something, or when there's a call to action, we see it as a burden and not an opportunity. When we come to ask somebody for help, we're actually giving them an opportunity to do something positive, which is good for them. So we're doing them a favor. We have to keep that in mind because sometimes we think that we're like in a begging position. The other thing is that, like I said, we have YouTube and DIY, do it yourself and all this. So there's a lot of help out there that we don't have to ask somebody. The final thing I put here is don't create any accounts with anyone. So what is an account? Here's the example. When my son was younger, you know how like when you have kids, you start to become a little friendly with some of the parents because the kids get to be friends. And then you have to do play dates and you're doing this and that. And then you become friendly with the parents. So one day the kids were staying over and the kids were coming to play and the kids were doing this and that. And the lady who is the mother of the son who was playing with my son, she said, well, you know, you should have your son come over because my son comes over so much. And I said, listen, there's no account. There's no account. I'm giving what I want to give and you give what you want to give. There's no account. Now, that's not to say that in any relationship, if you feel like you're giving a lot more than the other person based on the understanding of the relationship, we were just acquaintances. You know, there was no real obligation there, but there are other relationships that have a more of an obligation, right? Where you can have an expectation or more of an understanding that both people are supposed to give this much energy. And if one person is giving all the energy and the other person doesn't care, then yeah, maybe that's not going to work. But in this case, no account. You give as much as you want, I give as much as I want. Actually, that attitude is very, very powerful and very helpful because it frees everybody up. There's no need to think, oh, I feel bad because they gave me something. And the other thing I was thinking of was gifts. Some people like to give gifts. Some people like to, but I really don't feel like it's a good idea to feel obligated. So in this episode, we're talking about asking for help. But also on the other side, if somebody asks you for something, you shouldn't feel obligated. You don't have to do it. It's okay. It might be an opportunity for you. You do it or you don't do it. But you see how, like in all these scenarios, everybody is responsible for themselves. And I think that's kind of the bottom line. The reason I did this episode, like I said, is because so many times my feelings were hurt when I really felt like they should have helped me, or they should have said this or done this, because I felt like I needed something. In other episodes, I was talking about how important it is to get in touch with our own needs. If I know what I need, and if I know how I feel, then I can be responsible for that. It's very easy for us to have a feeling or a need and then wish somebody would do something to take care of that need or to give me something. And what if they say no? Then I'm devastated, right? I spent much of my life feeling devastated because I wasn't getting my needs met, or I wasn't getting what I thought I deserved, or things like that. These are things, these are feelings that we can resolve in ourselves. It's funny, I was just talking about asking for help, but it's really also about our needs, how we deal with them, our feelings. Do I make others responsible? The good thing about asking for help is it's usually about a situation. And so the advice here is to make it about the situation. Try it yourself first, make it about the situation with your language. No accounts. Realize that you're giving them an opportunity so you don't have to feel bad if they say no. They just said no. It has nothing to do with you personally. But at the end of the day, what we want to be able to feel is respect for ourselves, maintain our respect in our relationships, let people say yes, no, do whatever. But that doesn't mean that I can't get my needs met, or that I don't deserve, or that I can't find help. If this one won't help, maybe I can go to somebody else. That's something I really had to learn, is that if the person that I'm going to isn't going to help, I shouldn't get frustrated right away. I mean, oh my goodness. There was such an expectation. Think about all the times you call customer service. I don't know if you have this expectation, but I have had the expectation that I'm going to pick up the phone. Somebody's going to get on the phone. They're going to solve the problem. Does that happen anymore? I mean, I'm getting bounced to this and this and this, and I'm spending an hour on the phone. Like, I called the health insurance one time. It was like a 2-day thing before it got resolved. We spent an hour on the phone. Then she had to call me back because the office was closed and blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. So if I feel shaky inside and these things happen and this one can't help me and this one's not, it's not getting resolved, I can feel very upset inside. It was very important to feel stable, to understand that the circumstances, the people are not responsible for making me feel more stable or for even fixing the problem. They're not really responsible, so I can remain stable. We had another situation at work. I'll give this as the last example. One of my colleagues is retiring, and they made a mistake with her information, so the patients were calling her at home because they messed up the phone number. And she had to come in and deal with that. And I could hear that she was frustrated. And I could hear her correcting herself too. At first, she was very frustrated because the person that she called, it didn't seem like they were going to be able to fix the problem. And I think that's what she expected. I think she expected it to be fixed because it was wrong and this is not right and it needs to be fixed. And that person wasn't able to fix it. And you could see my colleague was kind of calming down. When she, I guess I'm making this up, but it seemed to me that she was realizing that it wasn't going to get resolved, that she needs to maintain her own composure and be able to get through the situation. So when we're asking for help, don't expect, maybe it won't get resolved in one conversation. Maybe it will, but I should be able to maintain my dignity and my self-respect and my composure regardless of what's happening, right? So I'll leave it there. I hope that gave you some food for thought, maybe talked about this phenomenon in life, right? How we deal with these things, maybe in a different way than you've heard before, and maybe some tips to handle it and maintain your own stability. So remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.